This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 2nd, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz. The 11th annual Wakarusa Music Festival is June 5th through the 8th on Mulberry Mountain in Ozark. Over 150 acts will perform, including Bass Nectar, Dr. Dog, and Boombox. Camping, arts, and entertainment, activities, and more will be offered. Tickets and information available at wakarusa.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, finding balance between nature and technology. We speak with author Richard Louv about nature deficit disorder and possible ways to cure it. Plus, autism spectrum disorder is on the rise in Arkansas. We learn more about the Arkansas Autism Resource and Outreach Center. But first, Republicans David Sterling and Leslie Rutledge will face off next week in a runoff election for their party's nomination for Arkansas Attorney General. They bested a third candidate in the May 20th primary, but neither had the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Among the issues, Rutledge says she opposes medical marijuana, but would support whatever voters decide in November if given the opportunity.
If medical marijuana passes, I will enforce and defend the law of the state just as any law, but and not put my own personal preferences. I'm not going to be like Eric Holder and pick and choose which laws to enforce and not. And I think that's where my opponent and I differ.
But Sterling says he also will not let personal preferences dictate his actions as Attorney General.
Yeah, well, that's actually a misstatement of my position on medical marijuana. My position on it is I am also opposed to it personally, but as Attorney General, it's not going to be my job to pick and choose which laws to defend and which laws to ignore.
Although both candidates say they won't let personal politics guide enforcement, they both speak out strongly against most federal authority. ArcBest Corporation will expand its operations in Fort Smith. The company announced Friday that it will purchase 40 acres at Chaffee Crossing for new headquarters. Kathy Fiewiger, Chief Marketing Officer for ArcBest Corporation, says that while other sites were considered for the new facility, the site at Chaffee Crossing best met the company's goals for cost effectiveness, location, and expandability. She also says the new facility will help move more personnel under one roof.
It's going to be the facility that houses all the ArcBest corporate personnel and the AVF logistics personnel. We're out of space at our main headquarter building on Old Greenwood Road, and currently the ABF logistics people have been in a rented space on Rogers Avenue. So this new facility allows us to relocate those employees to, you know, one area where they'll all be together.
Design work for the new headquarters isn't yet complete, but Fiewiger says the new facility will likely be smaller than the company's existing 195,000 square foot corporate center on Old Greenwood Road. Nonetheless, she says with the construction of the new headquarters and potential for expansion in the company's various subsidiaries, ArcBest expects to add 975 new jobs to the Fort Smith workforce by 2021.
They would be jobs that are provided by the Fort Smith-based ArcBest companies, which are the parent company, ArcBest, and that's the, you know, the general administrative, accounting, all those types of functions at a corporate level, legal, everything like that. And then the additional jobs would be at the other companies, which are ArcBest Technologies, that is the IT group that has the solutions for ABF Freight and ABF Logistics, and all of the companies have growth prospects. So they would be jobs spread among those companies.
Fiewiger says that a groundbreaking for the new headquarters will likely be held this fall, with the facility opening in late 2015 or early 2016. Ozark Regional Transit is starting its second express route today. Route 620 will serve the communities of West Fork, Greenland, Farmington, Prairie Grove, and Lincoln, with a connection to other ORT and Razorback Transit routes at Lot 56 at the U of A in Fayetteville. Jeff Hatley, Public Information Officer for Ozark Regional Transit, says that Route 620 operates on weekdays from 6:15 in the morning until 9:15 at night, and that the route repeats itself every 3 hours.
If you're getting on at Harps there in West Fork, 3 hours later, you'll have another chance to get on it. Now, obviously, the towns in between West Fork and Lincoln, you know, there would be more frequency because they're in between, but there's an eastbound route and there's a westbound route, so you can't necessarily get on each stop both ways. There's some places you can, but not all of them. For example, Lincoln High School, you can get on it on the westbound track, but not on the eastbound.
The implementation of Route 620 was funded in part by additional operational contributions from the Washington County Quorum Court, which allocated proceeds from the state's half-cent highway sales tax to Ozark Regional Transit. Hatley says that, in return, the new route will better connect area residents to amenities throughout the region's communities.
As I was going through college, I was the poor college student in Little Rock. I depended on public transportation in order to be able to allow me to get to University of Arkansas Little Rock. I'm assuming that there's going to be a lot of people in the exact same situations in Lincoln and even as far west as Westville, Oklahoma, that can maybe make it to Lincoln, but maybe not all the way to the University of Arkansas or to one of the NWAC campuses. And the same being said for West Fork and Prairie Grove and a lot of those places.
With the new route beginning today, Ozark Regional Transit has extended its reach into six new communities this year. The Arkansas Razorback baseball team season is over. Arkansas lost to Virginia 9-2 last night in an NCAA regional. The Razorbacks had survived elimination earlier Sunday with a 10-0 win over Bucknell. The Razorbacks finished the 2014 season with a 40-25 record. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are off today after ending a Texas road trip yesterday with a 2-1 win over Corpus Christi. The Nats host Tulsa at Arvest Ballpark tomorrow night in Springdale. Former Arkansas Razorback golfer Stacy Lewis is again ranked number one in the world after winning the ShopRite LPGA Classic this weekend in New Jersey. Lewis previously held the top spot in the world for 4 weeks last year. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas. In the River Valley, a slight chance of showers and lows around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy, lows around 70.